on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's
Hammer Time.
Waking up with the YCCA. Hammer Time is brought to you by All West Fire and Security, Pure Solar, Franklin Plumbing, Prescott Home Safety, Vicente Landscaping, Badger Roofing, Blind Brothers Arizona, Barrett Propane, Builders Wholesale, Caltex, Foxworth Galbraith, and Dignity Health. And now from the studios of KQ&A, it's Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA. Here's the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
Everybody, happy weekend to you. Thanks for putting your feet on the floor and turning the radio on or your cell phone on or your iPad on and listening to Hammer Time.
Or maybe even just snuggling up in bed and turning the radio on.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Those tis the weekend. Snuggles.
Tis the weekend. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Hammer Time. We certainly do. Appreciate you, love you, respect you. And we're happy you're part of our life.
You betcha.
And we're part of their life.
You got it.
So, Mr. Wingman Mike Enders, okay, did you watch the Super Bowl?
I did.
The whole thing?
I did. Even the few minutes afterwards.
So, I didn't tune into it until, like, maybe the beginning of the third quarter.
Oh, okay.
Because I had stuff to do in the house. I thought it was pretty awesome.
Well, the first half was pretty defensive. So, I mean, it was a good game. No matter who you were rooting for, it was a good, well-played game.
I just love Kelce and Taylor. I think it is the best romance going on right now in the universe.
There was a bet, and I never did hear the outcome, but apparently there was a bet line in Vegas as to how many times they would show Taylor during the game. And I don't know what the line was, whether it was 5 or 10 or whatever. But
I don't know. But I thought it was an awesome game. It was really good.
Yeah. I have to admit, I was focused on the game.
Yes, right. Okay, I got it. Okay, so we had our show last weekend was pretty phenomenal. In fact, you know what? They're all pretty phenomenal, if I might say so myself. You weren't here. You missed it.
I was going to say it was phenomenal, even though I was not able to enjoy it.
I said, listen, listeners, I have used up all my fingers and toes due to his absences, and I am now going to have to get an abacus.
But it was a legitimate AWOL.
Yes, it was a legitimate AWOL. But then again, you tell me they're all legitimate AWOLs. I don't know what to believe anymore. We have a super guest, two guests, partners in crime this morning with us. We have food. Oh, my gosh, we're going to eat on air, and I'm so ready to dive into it. We have with us Mr. Andy Gottman and Miss Maggie Reynolds. They are the co-owners of Nelly's Barbecue.
Yes, indeed.
And we're talking everything barbecue this morning.
And just as I walked in here, I could smell the quaff of the barbecue.
We have pulled pork, and we have brisket.
Yum.
Oh, and we're going to eat it with our fingers. Listeners, don't move. My wingman extraordinaire, Mr. Mike Enders at Bentree Custom Homes, he will take us to break. And when we come back, we are going to dine, not dash. We're going to dine.
Perfect. And we thank you for tuning in, and it's good to be back. So you're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association, and we're airing on Talk of the Quad Cities. That's KQ&A 1130 AM and 99.9 FM. So please stay tuned for some great messages from our valuable sponsors. Smell that aroma of the barbecue through the radio. Fill up that cup of coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to barbecue. That's so funny, for tuning in to barbecue.
You definitely have a one-track mind.
Tuning into Hammer Time, and we're going to talk barbecue. We're tuning into barbecue. It came out so natural.
It did.
That is so funny. Okay, Miss Maggie and Andy, welcome to barbecue land.
Hi.
Thanks good for having night. Us.
The owners of Nellie's Barbecue down in Dewey, Arizona. So, I met Andy and Maggie. Remember, Mike? Mike is one of our board members. And Maggie, your three beautiful, wonderful daughters came to our board meeting multiple years ago and talked about lambs.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
for 4-H. And we donated a check to their 4-H product for their little lammy pies.
I didn't catch the connection until
yes.
you just mentioned that.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And so that's how we met Maggie. And Andy was still could be, not past tense, but a woodworker. What type of wood stuff did you make?
It was all custom woodworking. I was doing mostly kitchen items, so like cutting boards, charcuterie
yes.
boards, noodle boards.
And those bag things. Mm-hmm. What are those? The cornhole bag,
cornhole
things.
Cornhole boards, yes. I make cornhole boards.
And Andy lived in Texas.
Uh-huh.
Andy and Maggie fell in love. Andy came to our home show, not last year, the year before.
No, it was last year.
Was it last year?
Yeah,
yes.
It was.
And sold a bunch of your wood products.
Mm-hmm.
And so now the love and the romance has blossomed, kind of like Taylor and Kelsey.
Now that was a segue, wasn't it?
Ouch.
And Andy has moved to Prescott, and now they're cooking barbecue.
Cool.
Crazy.
Did I get the story right?
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Long story short.
So, what in the world ever possessed you to get into the barbecue business?
Well, for me, back in 1989 through 92, I worked in a very big sports bar in Colorado Springs. Mm. And they had a very large dining room, served a lot of food, bartending. And I've loved to cook. I learned to cook when I was a kid, and it's always been a passion of mine was cooking. So after working in the restaurant industry for 3 or 4 years, I really wanted to chase that at some point in my life. I looked at opportunities at various times, trying to figure out a way to have a restaurant, and opportunities were never right. And when the opportunity to move here and the restaurant was presented to us, then I thought, you know, maybe it's time to chase the dream. And so here we are.
Now, what am I eating? Because this is so good. What is this stuff?
That one's brisket.
Wow. So what's a brisket?
That is basically the front part of the cow.
Oh, my God.
Hard to explain without what getting too graphic,
sure.
But it's more the chest.
Oh, his chest.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Listeners, I can't even begin to explain what it's like to eat this brisket.
You need to keep talking because I'm just enjoying
it. We're eating it with our fingers, and this is so good. Okay. But did you know anything about barbecue before you moved here?
I did. Backyard barbecue is how I learned. When I moved to Texas, I lived in the Valley from 2000 until the beginning of 2014, and my corporate job required me to move to Austin in 2014. So I moved there in 2014, and I bought a smoker and met a lady I worked with. Her husband was a backyard smoker and by far the best one I've ever known.
Huh.
And we became really close friends, and he taught me what he did. And so I start practicing at home and just doing – and, yes, totally backyard smoking. I was never doing this production. And then in 2021, I left Austin and moved to East Texas, a little town called Gun Barrel City, between Dallas and Tyler. And the friends of mine also moved to a town in East Texas, so we stayed close together.
And you're still you were barbecuing together.
We're still just doing backyard barbecuing together.
You're queuing together.
We're totally queuing together.
Okay.
And he taught me a lot of what I know, and I have also read Aaron Franklin's book, Franklin Barbecue in Austin. He's like the guy in the world for barbecue, and I've read his book twice and his whole story of how he got started and everything he does. I've also watched tons of his videos. He's just, like I say, he's the guy. And so that's basically how I learned. And when I moved here, I stayed in touch with my buddy, and I told him, I said, you're my mentor for this. I said, keep the phone close by. And once we got the restaurant ready to open, I started practice cooking. And, you know, the trick was learning how to do it in production and not just cooking one brisket for the family.
Okay, so how many briskets do you cook at a time?
Anywhere from 4 or 5 a day.
How many pounds do they weigh?
Before they cook, they probably start out around anywhere from 13 to 18 pounds.
Wow.
And
big
then
briskets.
They are. Those are big briskets?
Yep.
You lose a lot. They shrink a lot. Yeah, they have to be trimmed because they have what they call a fat cap on them. And you have to trim that fat cap down. You don't want to take it off. You just want to trim it down because that will basically render and melt into the meat. That's what gives the meat the flavor.
Okay. So do you barbecue on – there's so many different kinds of smokers.
Mm-hmm.
Ginormous smokers. Mike, do you have a little barbecue smoker?
I do.
Do you cue?
I do, but I'm not a professional. I will say my son lives in Austin, and if you ain't queuing, you're not eating.
That's right. That's right. And there's so much good barbecue in Austin. The food is amazing in Austin, that's for sure.
So barbecue comes with sauce. Do you have to put sauce on barbecue, or is it just the smoking and the queuing of the meat that you barbecue?
The smoking and the queuing of the meat, and especially in Texas. A Texan will tell you that if you need to put sauce on a brisket,
you've
messed it up. It's wrong. It's not been cooked properly.
Oh.
Now,
we do have sauce.
People
and
it's
do delicious.
It.
This is
but
really
it's not
good.
Needed.
Sauceless.
It's not saying that you can't, but the Epicurean, I guess, would be the correct statement, would really prefer it without.
Correct.
And you can taste the smoke when you eat these.
Absolutely.
Are you supposed to?
You're
yes.
supposed to.
I can.
Yes.
Because if you put the sauce on, it disguises the taste.
Right.
Yeah.
So if it needs sauce, you can do sauce if you like sauce, but it doesn't need it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's kind of the same.
It's all on the side at the restaurant. Nothing comes with sauce. You do it as you wish.
It's kind of the same concept of putting steak sauce on a really good steak.
Okay, got it.
People, you know, if it needs steak sauce, it wasn't cooked properly or it's a bad piece of meat.
Right. Okay, so besides brisket, do you cook hot dogs?
We don't cook any hot dogs. the lineup for meat is brisket and pulled pork.
So and we have a little cup here of pulled pork. Have some pulled pork.
We make that with pork butts. The technical term for a pork butt is a Boston butt. It's actually not part of the rump of the pig. It comes from the shoulder.
Okay, so the brisket is from a cow, and the pulled pork is from a pig.
From a pig. And then we do baby back ribs, which are also from a pig.
Okay.
And then we offer
Smoked turkey,
which is a turkey breast.
Year around?
Yes, all the time.
It's my favorite.
It's so becoming good. One of my favorites as well. I've played around. I messed with making turkey for years and finally have it really dialed in the way I love it.
So do people come and buy a whole turkey breast from you, or do you slice it off and make a turkey sandwich?
Well, we slice it off and do what you want with it. But for the holidays, we did sell a lot of whole breast.
We do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Man.
We had a lot of Thanksgiving orders.
My napkin is so dirty.
So smoking
and we
the turkey,
do sausage, but yes. not hot dogs.
Also
okay. So doing the turkey breast, so that's a smoked product. Also,
I smoke that as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So how many smokers do you have?
Three.
Can you intermingle the meats in a smoker, or do you have to keep them separate?
No, they can all be. Right now, I only use the biggest one, which is a 500-gallon tank. And
do you smoke with propane?
No.
Oh, what do you smoke with?
White oak.
Oh, wood.
Yes. Yeah. Only oak.
It wouldn't taste that good.
Yeah, it wouldn't. Yeah, if you did it with propane, it wouldn't have any smoke flavor
at
all.
That was a really dumb question.
No,
I asked,
it's not at all. There's no dumb questions if you don't know the answer.
We're working with a novice over here.
I mean, I barbecue.
Everybody has to start somewhere.
She knows what she likes, but she's not sure how to get there.
Okay, so I use my barbecue for chicken. And it's propane.
Mm-hmm. But if it was wood, it would probably be better. It's just easier.
It would add a smoke.
I smoke with propane, too. That's I don't want to mess with the fire.
Yeah, me neither.
I shouldn't say smoke. I don't smoke anything. But if I was to grill something, I would use
grill. Wood. That's the grill. Word. We're grilling.
Yeah, grilling and
we're grilling and you're
but if I knew how to do it with wood, I would.
You would.
Because it would be better. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, we have to take a break. I'm going to lick my fingers clean. We'll be right back. Thanks for visiting the barbecue show, Hammer Time. Oh, and I have a funny joke to tell, too. So, Maggie and Andy, thanks for being with Mike and me. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
We are back on air, and you are tuned in to...
Hammer Time.
Hammer Time.
Not to be confused with Barbecue Land.
Barbecue Time. Oh, how funny. Okay, you guys. So, here's my funny joke. This is not a visual joke. Well, it could be a little bit.
Okay.
So, it's a husband and wife, elderly couple, the golden years, and she's sitting in her cushy chair, and he's behind her.
Okay.
And he says, I wrote you a little poem for Valentine's Day. He says to her, do you want to hear it? And she says, do I have a choice? And he says, no. So here he goes. Roses are red. I like spaghetti, especially with meatballs. When will it be ready?
Not bad at all.
Not bad. So I like brisket. When will it be ready? Okay. Andy Gottman and Maggie Reynolds, the owners of Nellie's Barbecue in Dewey. So you brought your little menu in, and you've got a gazillion sides to go with the barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
So who makes those?
The girls or us if we need to.
So everything's made by hand and barbecued by hand?
Almost everything.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
A couple of small exceptions.
Like what? Bread.
There you go. And buns.
Bread and buns.
And you're not gluten-free.
So there. And you've got kids' meals, dessert, family packs. Okay, so you can come in and buy a whole family pack, a 1/2-pound brisket, a pound of pulled pork, 4 ribs, or a 1/2-pound turkey, 2 medium sides, and 4 bread. What does 4 bread mean?
4 pieces.
Oh, 4 pieces of bread.
Yeah, that serves about 3 to 4 people.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you, 3 to 4 people. Okay. This is, like, awesome stuff. So what's your best seller?
For meat?
For meat.
Brisket.
Brisket sandwiches are probably our number one seller.
Yeah.
Of
and
anything.
And brisket in
period.
General.
Brisket in general, but, yeah, brisket sandwiches are typically
so is
number
that
one.
Standard, then, with any barbecuing joint?
Apparently. Brisket
I don't know.
Is probably the most popular.
Oh, yeah,
know,
brisket
people,
itself. Yeah, not sandwiches, but brisket,
most people
yes.
that walk in for their first time, they say we came for the brisket.
Okay.
Like, that's just what.
Yeah. So now where do you source your beef and pigs locally, right?
We source our beef locally.
Okay.
The pork all comes from our supplier, from our food supplier.
Okay.
But our beef all comes from K-Fork or my beef.
And that's the key heifer.
Yes.
Here in Prescott.
Yes.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
That's great stuff.
It is top quality. Is that? Is, I mean,
like no wonder this tastes so good.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks, Keek Heifers, for your beef. Your awesome beef.
Right.
We love it.
We're very lucky.
Yes, we are. Okay, so you buy the beef and it's already butchered and prepared.
Correct.
And you just say, I want a little brisket.
Correct.
And it comes in a box?
It's
comes in a bag?
It's cryo-sealed, so it's all sealed up.
Oh, okay.
And there'll be 3 or 4 per case. And then I just...
We go once a week.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Every Monday morning I pick up. I start my day at the store picking up my briskets and the burger for the week, all my beef for the week.
But then he still has to trim it, Sandy, so you're wondering about it being ready. I mean, the beef is... Well, for lack of a better word, it's a raw product.
Correct.
That you have to trim up and get ready for
and season.
Putting it into the, and seasoning it. That's correct, yes.
So how long does it take you to do that?
I can trim a brisket in about 10 minutes.
Oh. Wow.
And the key, or not the key, but one of the keys, of course, is your seasoning.
Absolutely.
And that's got to be a proprietary season.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How did I know?
That's a family secret.
It's a family secret, but it's very Texas. I'll put it that way.
Okay, gotcha.
I advertise from the day we bought the restaurant and decided to do this. I've always said we're authentic Texas barbecue. That's what I bring. That's all I know. I mean, I've had KC barbecue. I've had Carolina barbecue. I've had Memphis barbecue. They're all okay, and they are what they are. But Texas is what I love, and that's what I know, and that's how I cook. And so, most of my posts on social media, I try to mention something about it being authentic Texas barbecue.
Great. Now, you mentioned about restaurants, so you have seating there. If people want to dine in, they can dine in as well as take out.
Absolutely,
we do.
Great,
yeah.
So, what are your hours of operation?
We're open 11 to 6 Tuesday through Saturday.
Okay, so a Saturday. I'm making it down on a Saturday.
And how large of a facility for seating if groups want to come?
We can seat 38 total.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Our tables are very mobile, so we've had several instances where large parties, 14 to 20, come in, and we just move things around and accommodate that. So
super.
And it's quiet and quaint, so it's a good place if you're wanting to socialize and bring your friends.
Terrific.
Okay, so here's the question of the hour. You guys are cooking and queuing how many days a week? Six?
Six.
Six.
Eating, dreaming, thinking, cooking, touching, barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The seventh day, what the holy heck do you eat and where do you go?
If it's me, it's going to be sushi or Mexican for sure.
Okay. Andy?
Anything that's not barbecue.
No steak, no beef.
Yeah.
No pigs, no chicken.
Like yesterday for the Super Bowl, I boiled a big pot of Cajun shrimp.
We did a big shrimp.
Okay, good.
And
no barbecue on that seventh day.
And I'm happy to grill. I'll go home and grill while whatever.
Right.
But I just don't want barbecue.
No.
So I can understand the reasoning. I mean, behind that. But I have a hard time coordinating with sushi and barbecue.
I know.
We love sushi. We really do.
I'm the oddball, but
we love it.
It's my favorite.
That's funny. Okay. So do you eat barbecue then every day when you're at work?
I do.
Or do you pack a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Oh, no. I just sample everything all day long.
You do?
So, yeah, I'm tasting everything just to confirm that everything is good. And it is doing this.
Quality where we want it to be.
Absolutely. And this is I don't think anyone ever masters this process. Cooking every day, especially, I mean, you know, weather changes and wind and so many things affect
that
the smoker.
That affects your smoker?
So, all the time. And so it's a constant learning process to be like last week with the bad weather that we had and trying to manage the smoker in these crazy north.
Smoking is all about the right temperature and the right amount of time.
Oh.
And each meat has to be at a different temp based on, you don't cook a brisket to the same temperature as a
So that was my question earlier, and I will ask it when we come back from break. So, Mike, you take us to break, and I'm going to munch.
Well, you're learning a lot about barbecue, but not tasting as we are, and you really need to taste some of this.
This is so good.
This is wonderful. So, obviously, Sandy wanted me to take us to break so she could sample some more.
I'm chewing.
You're listening to Hammer Time. We appreciate you joining us. So stay tuned for our next segment. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Oh, my gosh. I need to take a nap. This brisket has got me baked.
You know, we have our board meetings at 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm just sitting here mentally figuring, okay, how can we change
breakfast.
This to an afternoon meeting?
Yeah. And go to Nellie's. Okay, so before we went on break, Maggie, you were saying that the meat, the weather and the wind and the snow affects the barbecuer. the machine. Exactly. What do we call that thing?
Smoker.
Thank you. And that meat, various meats cannot all be cooked at the same temperature. So, Andy, earlier you said that you mix the meats in the smoker.
Mm-hmm.
So you must be a genius to know what temperature the brisket's at versus the temperature of the little turkey breast.
Absolutely.
Well, and
so you're
pulling
always
things.
You're pulling things
times.
And moving things
yeah.
around.
Yeah.
You're like moving and shaking and the orchestrator.
Well, and just
some fancy thermometers.
Yes, I have some pretty nice
okay.
thermometers, meat thermometers. But one thing, the smoker, so like the big smoker has two racks, one up above and one below. The higher one, obviously heat rises, so that's hotter up there than it is on the lower
cool.
rack. Could be as much as 15 degrees difference. And just and we're talking 6 or 8 inches difference. And then really we're cooking the meat has to get to a certain temperature. The temperature in a smoker can be what it is. Mm-hmm. And like if something's getting too hot up here, I'll move it to the lower rack to slow it down. Pork butts need to cook to the highest temperature that I want, so they take the longest to cook. And like with my briskets, I they're probably about 10 or 15 degrees. I stop them about 10 or 15 degrees sooner than the pork butts. Ribs I do all based on time. I've learned exactly how long it takes to get my ribs right where I want them to be. So I cook them for a certain amount of time, unwrapped, just seasoned, and then I pull them, wrap them, and put them back for another X amount of time, and then they're done. And then I pull
for
them.
The moisture content?
Yes.
Do you wrap them in tin foil?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you're like glued to the smoker. You can't leave and go take a phone call or go stretch out and take a nap.
It's a balancing act because I'm also cutting the meat when we're serving. So I'm literally running back and forth all the time. So filling orders, and then when we get a break in the orders, and I also have a probe in the smoker that tells me what the temperature is, and I have it wirelessly connected in the restaurant as well, so I can, while I'm standing at the cutting table, I can monitor the temperature of the smoker all the time. I know exactly what the temperature is. And if the temperature starts dropping, then I know it needs more wood. And the second I get any half of a minute, I'm out there adding wood to the fire to keep the fire where it needs to be.
You know what? You are indeed the cure of all cures.
So how much wood do you go through a day?
A day is a challenge to say. I
based on weather.
Yeah, it depends on the weather, too. Like when the wind's out of the north, I burn a lot more because the firebox faces the north.
Okay.
So it gets a lot of fuel with the air. If the wind's out of the south, then it's
slowly.
Sorry, reverse that around. When the wind's out of the north, I burn less because it gets so hot. When it's out of the south, I have to put more wood in to keep the fire going because it gets cooled down.
So can you not reposition the smoker, or is it?
It's a 500-gallon propane tank converted to a smoker. It takes a tractor to move it.
Oh, it's a propane tank.
Yeah.
That's been
most smokers
cut.
Are made from propane
wow.
tanks.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah.
There's no movement. I mean, we're not moving it.
To answer your question, I use a cord of wood probably every 3.5 to 4.5 weeks.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So,
puts in
so does the wood have to be, what's the word, when you
seasoned?
Seasoned.
Well, it definitely has to be seasoned.
What's the word? We get seasoned, we get chopped, and we get cut.
Seasoned, yes, for sure. We don't want to burn green wood.
Okay.
Yeah, green wood. I've known barbecue guys who use green wood on purpose, and they get a certain flavor. And it's not that it's harmful to you. It doesn't burn as well. And when you are burning it, it creates so much soot and I can't think of the word, but cleaning your smoker is just
creosote.
Well, it's not creosote because that's not safe for you, but just the buildup in the smoker. I mean, you know, like I've spent an hour and a half this morning cleaning the inside of the smoker because I haven't done it in a few weeks because it's just all the smoke and the grease and everything that builds up inside the smoker. It all just kind of bakes on inside there. So, you know, I clean it every few weeks to get all that out of there.
Wow.
And with green wood, you'd have to do it every week, I would imagine.
So that's a lot of wood.
Yeah.
Do you source the wood locally?
We do.
Okay,
we
cool.
My supplier's in Mayer.
Okay. And he takes good care of you. That's awesome.
Yeah. He does. Yeah, I just have to let him know when I'm ready, and he comes out on a Monday, and he'll bring it, and he stacks it, and it's all just there, and I just
cool.
write him a check.
Already split?
It's already split. I typically have to split it all. Almost all of it I have to split down smaller than what he delivers it. So, like Monday afternoons, this afternoon I'll go back and I'll probably spend an hour or two just splitting wood for the week.
Wow.
So you, at night, though, you don't keep it stoked during the night.
No.
Let it go out and then start it up
Correct.
Again in the morning.
Correct. Yeah.
Gotcha.
We're too far to do it at night. We'd have to check on it.
Yeah.
So
how
long does
right.
it take to get ready? Once you start in the morning?
I get there around 6 in the morning, and I usually have briskets on by 6:45 or 7.
Oh, really? Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I can get it up to temp pretty quick.
I'll be darned. Huh. Cool.
So, yeah, and so I have my briskets trimmed and ready to go today for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So when I get in, first thing I'll do is I'll build the fire. First thing is I'll take those briskets out and get them on the smoker so they're ready to go. They start cooking. Then I'll go back in and I'll prepare the pork butts for the next day as well because they need to cook the longest and get them on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll pull the turkey breast, get it seasoned and ready to go and get it on. And then the ribs are the last thing to do.
Gotcha.
This is like a big deal.
It's a process.
This is a big
yeah.
process, Andy. It is a science. I think I just like getting out of bed in the morning, or having a cup of coffee, getting in my car, and driving to the office.
I do that in the morning.
Yeah,
I just
you
start
have to
really
worry.
Early.
You have to worry about pork butts and trimming and what was this stuff called?
Brisket.
And pig's feet and turkey breast. It's way too much work, buddy.
Actually, I just like going up to the counter and saying, I think I'm going to have.
I was just going to say, you don't have to do any of the work. Just come to Nellie's and we
right.
do it.
Yeah, I think I just, how come ribs are not on here?
They are. Look under the, by the pound.
By the pound. Brisket,
you can
pork,
get a,
pork, turkey. Oh, here they are. I see them next to the
you
sausage.
You get a full rack
and
of ribs.
Pork
or,
ribs.
Yeah.
We do baby back pork ribs.
Wow.
So I have to ask you, how'd you come up with the name?
So my middle name is Nell, and my middle daughter, her middle name is also Nell, which was my great-grandmother.
I'll be done,
who
okay.
Who was very close to my mother.
Family.
So as soon as this came up, I don't know, Nellie's just...
That was it.
It was. Well, for me, it was it, and I hoped he was on board, but there was no...
I remember saying that we had to come up with a name for the place. Mm-hmm. We weren't going to keep the previous owner's name. And I said, I don't care what it is. You guys just come up with a name. And they did. And as soon as they told me the story, I'm like, that's the best thing in the world.
I
can't even imagine it being anything else.
And not that it matters, but it's Texas barbecue, and my whole family's from Texas. So she obviously isn't here with us, but she was Texas born and raised. And so I just felt like it was fitting.
That is a beautiful
Perfect.
Story.
And I've been Nellie to my family has called me that since I was
Forever.
Little. So, yeah.
Okay, Andy and Miss Nellie. Nellie's barbecue. We need to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk some more food. Don't move.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
You know what? I kind of like these food shows we've been having. We've had a couple food shows. We're talking sports. We're kind of branching out.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm just glad that I exercised this morning. Because now I don't feel guilty about all the things I'm stuffing my face
carb.
With.
Yeah, it
You're
is.
Good.
It's all protein.
Yes, great protein. Okay, so when did you open the doors to Nellie's Barbecue?
October 10th of 2023.
Oh, just brand new kids.
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. And business has just blossomed.
Absolutely.
Business is definitely growing every week. As long as the weather stays good, business is doing great.
And now, I can guarantee a lot of it is word of mouth.
You find that people come to dine in, or are they doing the family packs and by the pound and buying stuff, taking it out?
Without real numbers, if I'm guessing, I'd say it's about 50-50.
I check the numbers every day, and... depending on the day, I would say 50-50 on a weekly basis. But like for the weekends, like Friday and Saturday, takeout.
I was going to say, dinner time.
Yeah, people come from work and grab it, and or on Saturdays, you know, from like 3:30 or 4 o'clock on till we close. It's just the phone's just ringing, and they're just calling
lots
in orders and lots of takeout.
So, is it better if someone's going to take out for them to call in? As opposed to just walking in and saying, I'd like to do an order of takeout?
You can do either, but calling is always, if you are able, for a larger order is a great idea. Because sometimes later in the day, we might be low on something.
Right.
So if you call and say, I want 2 pounds, and I'm coming in a half hour, then we're going to make sure to keep that 2 pounds for you.
Perfect.
Whereas if you just walked in, we might not have the 2 pounds later in the day.
Then you'd have to negotiate down to a pound and a half.
Right. And that would be tragic. Yeah.
But, yeah, exactly.
But we'll be glad to supplement that with some ribs. How many would you like
to
buy?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's always a way around.
Exactly. Yes.
We can work
But if you're set on something, it's always good to go.
Good.
And it gives us time to get it ready for you.
Sure. Yeah.
So what's a combo? Is that a combo sandwich?
A combo is a meat, a side, and a bread. And there's a single meat combo or the double meat combo, which you get two meats, two sides.
Okay.
Bread.
So it's not called, it's just.
The sandwiches are a whole different section on there.
So.
One thing that's not mentioned on there that I want to make sure people are aware of, we also offer catering. So, if you have large party or like, so
wonderful.
Going back, we'll
pick
look
up
back.
Catering.
We did, pickup catering, or we would consider delivering it. We just don't serve. So it's we'll supply your food. We do that now for some of the businesses around. We have businesses coming in now, and the word's getting out, and we have businesses coming in and ordering food for a big group at the office or whatever.
We did Super Bowl caterings.
We did Super Bowl caterings.
Cool.
We did prime ribs at Christmas. We did turkey breasts for Thanksgiving. We've got Easter coming up.
And the long-term goal is to do on-site catering, but that's
down the road.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. Cool. I mean, our dream is to be big enough to have enough employees where somebody could go out and serve at a wedding or something like that. So that's...
Yeah, we have a wedding coming up in March.
In our sights. So.
So now you have family that supports you with help on the inside, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So my middle daughter, Samantha, is our manager there. So she's kind of in charge of things on the day-to-day on the front end of it. And then we do have an employee that's not family. But my other two daughters are there when needed.
Good.
So
it's a way to...
Trying to keep it all in the house.
Keep it in the house, yes.
Yeah.
So it says, check out our weekly specials. So what's an example of a weekly special?
The Dave Burger.
The biggest one is the Dave Burger. I love this. If he listens.
Yeah, if he listens, I hope he hears this, Dave. We had this gentleman come in.
When we first opened.
I think it was even still in October, late October. He came in on a Saturday, and he wanted to try our brisket burger, so which is a 50-50 mix of smoked brisket and hamburger.
Okay.
And they're a huge seller for us. He wanted one, so he eats that, and he said, I love this. I'll be back next week. And he came back the next week, and he wanted a double. So we're talking two burgers on this sandwich. This thing was 6 inches tall.
Whoa.
With the bun and everything on, and it gets all the grilled stuff on it. So grilled onions, grilled jalapenos, grilled green chilies, and bacon, and pepper jack cheese. This thing's a monster.
It had to be huge.
Takes it out, leaves, comes back the next week. He says, I want that again. He said, but I want you to name it Dave's Burger.
And put it on the menu.
And I said, if you keep ordering it, it's on the menu and it's Dave's Burger. He came in the next weekend, got it again. So it's on the menu now.
So the menu
it's on a special board
all the time.
That's so cute.
But people order it. And it's a huge seller.
And it surprises me even. I see ladies come in and order it.
Whoa.
And
that
thing's a monster.
Yeah.
It's a monster burger.
Okay, so where do you get your bread from? Your buns?
From our supplier, same as all of our dry products.
So are they the brioche?
It is technically a brioche.
Okay. Those are so good.
From my upbringing, to me, they very much resemble like a really moist potato bun.
Okay. All right.
Hands down, the best hamburger buns
good.
I've ever
had.
They
are
people
really
are
good.
Literally talking about them almost.
Our engineer wants to talk about bread, buns, or burgers.
Barbecue. Well, no, I was doing my research, of course. I'm looking at pictures of lovely barbecue servings from Nelly's. But I also found out on the Facebook that Nelly's Barbecue has been nominated by Prescott Now for Best Barbecue in Yavapai County.
Yes.
Whoa,
great.
Way to
congrats.
Go. How do they vote?
You have to go on the website.
Which website?
The Well, I should have the website.
Engineer, help us.
Yeah, we need that.
Help us out.
You can vote every day, though. And voting is open through February...
The end of this month.
The end of this month, I believe.
That's best to Yavapai. Is that the same one?
Yeah.
Okay.
We,
is that the same
we made
one
the top
at?
Five, so we're on the, yeah. the action.
Very cool.
Okay. The engineer will tell us where to go so we can vote. Vote, vote.
Right.
And make you,
and you
the best of
day.
The best.
Come and eat and vote.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And while he's looking that up, something I just noticed is in the sausage, you can get garlic or jalapeno pepper jack.
That jalapeno pepper jack is just about the best sausage I've ever eaten in my life.
Wow. And to top it off, peach cobbler.
Peach cobbler.
Now, is that
and dessert
mate?
Specials to come, we're hoping.
Yes.
My daughter, Samantha, is a baker by hobby.
Oh, really?
So she is very interested in baking and selling like featured desserts maybe on the weekends or something.
So does she make the
keep
peach cobbler?
Keep your eyes open. She does not make the peach cobbler, but she wants to do other options.
Cool.
So
very cool.
She's very good at baking.
We've tried to grow... manage our growth and not, you know, we don't want to bite off more than we can chew, so to speak, you know, pardon the pun. But, you know, we kept the menu pretty simple until we really got our feet under us.
Yeah, yeah.
And as we grow, you know, I hope that I can get somebody that can come in and do the cutting during the day so I can do more cooking and focus only
offer
on the cooking.
Specials.
And then we'll start offering more specials, expand the menu.
Sure.
Samantha's ready.
We recently added cream corn, which is exciting and it's amazing.
Yeah.
So the menu's going to get bigger.
Gotcha. Yeah.
That's the goal.
So, Maggie, would you like to learn how to trim?
I have a little.
I've showed her some.
I haven't been there full time because I've had another job, but I'm going to be there full time now, so absolutely.
Oh, the trimmer. Way to go. We've just taken care of that for you, Andy.
Well, I've been thanking God that he hasn't fallen ill or anything because I don't know what we would do if he didn't go to work.
We'd be in trouble if I got sick.
So I need to learn real quick.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. How to trim. I haven't done trimming and I haven't done the pit. I haven't messed with
you
it.
You need to start messing with the
absolutely.
Pit.
Absolutely. Samantha has a little bit. She
Samantha
helps
has a little bit.
But I have to get on that.
Know when to move the food up on the top drawer and move the top drawer
I have
down.
Learned how to cut. I mean, I can serve, sort of. Samantha's better than I am, but if somebody orders, I sort of know what I'm doing. Yes.
Is there a special way to cut this stuff?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Yeah, with all the meats, you want to cut across the grain, not with the grain.
Oh.
Because if you cut with the grain, the brisket wouldn't be tough, but it doesn't just pull apart
this
the way that
apart
did.
Like an accordion-like.
So the fibers of the meat run this direction, and you cut across them this way. That's why it becomes so tender like that. But if you cut this direction, then it's just long and stringy. It still tastes the same, but it's not. You still have to cut it in order to eat it.
Right.
So how do you know the direction to cut when something's all black and barbecued?
Well, it's just something that you learn.
Oh, okay.
That you learn.
There's a shape.
It all. Oh. Yeah. It all goes. It all grows the same direction in the cow.
Yep.
So once you know what direction the brisket, you know, it all goes, then you know.
Once
how
you
to
know
do
what
it.
You're looking at, you're good.
And you also can you could just cut it open and look, and you could see the grains running this way, or you can tell if you're going across the grain by the way it looks.
Again, I just want to get out of bed, go have a cup of coffee, get dressed, get in my car, and drive to the office.
Or Nellie's.
Or Nellie's. Yes.
Drive to Nellie's. Drive to Nellie's at lunch.
Get it to go. Okay, listeners, hang with us. We will be right back to wrap up Hammer Time with our terrific guest this morning, Miss Maggie Reynolds and Mr. Andy Gottman, owners of Nellie's Barbecue. Dewey. We'll be right back. Do we like barbecue? Yes, we do. That was very good. Don't move.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Andy and Maggie, thanks for being with us this morning. Maggie, share some really important information for our listeners.
All right. You can find Nellie's Barbecue on Facebook at Nellie's, N-E-L-L-I-E apostrophe S, B-B-Q. We're at 171 South State Route 69 in Dewey. And our phone number is 928-237-5264.
And the days you're open?
We're open on Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
So until next weekend, I'm Sandy.
I'm Mike.
I'm Andy.
And I'm Maggie.
And we say barbecue.
Barbecue.
Nellie's barbecue.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you for
guys.
Having us.
Bye. Love you, everybody.
Have a time. Thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time. Waking Up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Heard each and every Saturday morning at 7, with an encore presentation Sunday mornings at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at KQNA.com. A library of past Hammer Time shows can be listened to on the Yavapai County Contractors website at YCCA.org.
Break it down!